And I want to say thank you to every one of you in this room. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for getting involved in the process. Thank you for your goals to improve the quality of life in Illinois. You guys care. You're here because you care about the future of Illinois. Thank you. I'm going to work for you. I'm here because I want to go to work for you. The state government in Springfield is not working for you. It is not working for any family in Illinois. It's working for career politicians who are corrupt. They're cronies. They're lobbyists. They're special interest groups. That's the government's run for them, not for you. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not a politician. I've not run for office. But I'm a native son of Illinois, born and raised here, raised my six children here, built businesses here. I love Illinois. This is home. Very emotional for me. This is home. It's your home, my home. It's our home. And our homes are under attack. Our children do not have a good future here. Our grandchildren do not have a good future in Illinois if we stay on the trajectory we're on. And my friends are all leaving the state to get a better life for themselves and their businesses. They're leaving the state. They're going to Iowa. They're going to Indiana. They're going to Tennessee. They're going to Texas. And I, you know what? It makes me furious. A lot of my friends have said, Bruce, come with us. Leave. Bring your businesses with you. Come to Dallas. That's what they said. Come to Dallas. And I said, no, I refuse to leave. This is home. I will fight with everything I've got to restore the prosperity of our home. That's the reason I decided to run for office. I'm all into it. I work. There'll be a lot of workers in this. I'm all into work. We're going to win this race. We're going to knock Pat Quinn out of office and turn our state around. Just the way Indiana's got turned around, Wisconsin's getting turned around, Michigan's getting turned around, we're going to do the same thing here. We had a big... We had a big fight in my family 2 years ago whether I should run. Big fight. All six kids. My wife and me run. Should Dad do this? It's going to be rough. My son said, Dad, you're going to get a knife in the back every week. You're going to get mud in the face every day. My youngest daughter said, Daddy, don't run for governor. I don't want you to go to jail. 13-year-old girl knows. You know, and I said, Katie, it's worse than you think. We got two governors in prison. We've had four out of our last eight governors go to jail. Come on. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Right. Some of you guys remember Adlai Stevenson. He had a famous line about Springfield. He said, cleanliness is next to godliness, except in the Illinois legislature, where it's next to impossible. It's a corrupt system. And look, I'm a self-made guy. I didn't inherit a nickel. I'm a middle-class kid who grew up and worked hard and did good. And I've made a lot of money. I'm proud of it. I'll never apologize for it. Who I've been working for my whole career as a venture capitalist, as an investor, business builder, has been teachers in Illinois, state police officers in Illinois, corrections officers in Illinois, and government workers in Illinois, because I've been investing pension money. And I've done a heck of a job for Illinois teachers, Wisconsin, Minnesota. We've generated almost 20% compound annually, 2.5 times the stock market. We've done a phenomenal job. So our teachers have a better retirement, and we save hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money that didn't have to go into the pensions. And I'm proud of that track record of success, and I want to bring some of that success to Springfield. You know, I've made a lot of money, and I believe, as the Bible says, to whom much has been given, from whom much is expected in return. So I give back. My wife and I fund schools and churches and the YMCA and the Red Cross. We donate millions of dollars, and I'm proud of that. I don't brag about it, but you know what? I'm proud of it. And this is my chance to give back as governor. I'm going to work for you guys. I'm doing it out of love of the state. I don't need a job. I'm not looking for a political career. I've never had a goal of run for office. But I know we can transform this government so it's run for your benefit. I'm not even going to take a salary or a pension. I can afford not to. I'd rather taxpayers keep that money. You know what? I'm going to do something really strange. I'm actually going to move to Springfield and live in the governor's residence. Nobody's done that in a long time. Nobody's done that in a long time. You know what? That's an honor to live in that house. I'm excited. I'm honored to live. Now, a little bit selfish, too. I'm a big bird hunter and a Harley rider, and it's way better in the middle of the state than it is up north, so I got to say that. But listen, we all own that house. We should treat it with respect. We should take care of it, and we should run the government from there. That's the state capital. And I'm honored to go do that. Now, some of you guys who know contractors got to help me. We've got to fix the roof and pump out the basement. Because you know what? Our governor takes care of that house the way he takes care of our economy. Just lets it get trashed over time. But we're going to transform it. And we're going to shake up that culture down there in Springfield. We're going to run the government right. We're going to run it right. We're going to get focused on more jobs, lower taxes, better schools, and term limits on these politicians. Those are the four things we're going to focus like a laser. Now, I got my work ethic from my grandparents. My grandparents were dairy farmers. Dairy cows and corn. The little double-wide trailer. Didn't have much money. My grandfather was a union guy. He made butter and cottage cheese in the Hawthorne Melody Factory. He was the kind of guy, he worked his tail off, spoke Swedish, didn't speak a whole lot of English. But you know what, he's the kind of guy who put $3 in the collection plate every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, even when sometimes it hurt a little bit to part with $3. But he believed in giving back. And he taught me my values. And he said, Bruce, whatever you choose to do in your life, you give it your best effort, work your fanny off every day. You get a great education, it's the key to your future, and you give back in your community. We all have a duty to help each other. We don't do it through big government bureaucracy. We do it through our families helping each other, our church groups helping each other, and the community organizations helping each other. And that's the way I've tried to live my life. And this is my chance to give back. I'm going to go down to Springfield and shake it up, transform it. I'm going to assemble the most talented team of people in America, all the talent of Illinois, bring them to Springfield, and turn this government around so it's run for your benefit. It's efficient and effective. We can reduce the tax burden on families. We make it so we invest in schools so they're world class. We bring back vocational training and job training back into our public high schools where it belongs, so our young people are trained for the jobs that are available. And we reduce the regulatory burden on businesses so they want to come here. And I'll recruit companies back to Illinois. Businesses want to be here if we reduce the regulatory burden on them and some of the tax burden. And we'll get that done. I promise you we're going to deliver the results. Now listen, the race is going great. We're leading in every poll. But you know what? The only poll that matters is November 4th. And we got to assume we're 5 points down. We're going to assume we're losing the whole time, or we're going to run right through the tape. We're going to hit Pat Quinn hard. He's the worst governor in America. He's a target-rich environment. I'm going to attack him. But mostly, we're going to talk about positive message, about opportunity for families, about better schools for families, about a reduced tax burden on families. That's what we're going to talk about. But I apologize to you right now. You're going to see my face on television far more than you ever wanted to see it. And you know what? I apologize. My wife likes to remind people, I have a great voice for radio. I used to do radio in college. But you know what? I have a face for radio, too. So it's a little intimidating to have my face on there. But you know what? We're going to get the message out there. But here's the reason we're going to win. It's you guys. You're the reason we're going to win. Because you know what it is? All about getting voters to the polls. It's all about getting out and voting. You know what our challenge is? There's hundreds of thousands of voters in Illinois who don't vote in non-presidential elections. They stay home. Tragic. Democracy doesn't work when voters stay home. We are a one-party state. One party has driven us into the ditch for 12 years. Democracy doesn't work on a one-party basis. We've got to rebuild the Republican Party, and I'm all in to do that. I'm campaigning up and down the ticket. I'm raising money for the party, and we're going to build it from the grassroots up. But we've got to get voters to the polls. This is where your help. If you'll help us, make some phone calls, put out some yard signs, maybe knock on a few doors. But especially when you go to church, talk to your friends. Remind them to vote. When you go shopping, remind people to vote. When you're at the PTA meeting, remind people to vote. This is a critical election. This is our duty as part of our democracy in America. Get out the vote. And if somebody says, you know what, I'm sick of politics, I'm only one person, my vote doesn't matter, tell them that ain't right. Every vote matters. I helped Bill Brady last time. He lost by fewer than 3 votes per precinct. This election could get decided by a couple hundred votes. Every vote matters. And if somebody says to you, you know, all I care about is that we get a new president. That's what I'm going to focus on. Say, okay, I understand why we need a new president. Got that. But you know what? Our tax burden, the quality of our schools, our job opportunities get determined by the policies of the governor just as much or more than by the policies of the president. This race matters, and every vote matters. Please, let's get this message out. If we do that, and if we get our voters out in great communities like Macomb, you know, if we get our voters to the polls, we're going to win. Now, the one thing I got to promise you, too, nobody's going to outwork us in this race. I'm a workaholic. I'm a work for you. I work really hard. 7 days a week, I give 10 to 12 speeches every day. Literally every day. I've been doing it for 18 months. We've driven 140,000 miles in this campaign. You know what? We're in every county. We're in every county. This is my 9th speech today. I did 2 parades this morning. I did 15 parades over the 4th of July weekend. 15 parades. 7 parades on the 4th of July itself. You know what? Nobody's going to outwork us. We're campaigning hard here in Macomb and in Rockford and in Quincy and Mount Vernon and Marion and Effingham and Rockford. But you know what? This is an important point. I want you guys to understand this. You know what we're also going to do? We're going to do something pretty unusual for Republicans. We're going to campaign pretty hard in Cook County, too. We are not going to allow Pat Quinn to consolidate the power up there and then have Cook County run the state. No more. Not going to allow that anymore. We are going to run a campaign for every family, or we're going to steal a lot of Pat Quinn's base away. You know, there are Republicans in Cook County. There's not enough, but there's Republicans in Cook County. There's independent voters in Cook County who can vote with us. And you know what? There's some Democrats in Cook County who don't like Pat Quinn and are frustrated with the high taxes, no job prospects, and lousy schools. And you know what? So we're in there getting our message to them. And you know what? I'm campaigning hard in Chinatown, the south side of Chicago. There's 100,000 Chinese Americans there. You know what? They've been sucked into the Democrats' machine, but you know what? They're small business owners. They don't like the taxes, don't like the lousy schools, and they love the Republican to come visit. You know what? Getting huge response. Huge response. The Korean American community, the Indian American community. There's 500,000 Greeks in Chicago. 500,000. And there's the biggest Greek population outside of Greece. They're small business owners. They don't like the taxes. They're frustrated. I've got many Greek friends. And they're ready to vote Republican this time. And I'm in there campaigning hard. And I'm speaking at two or three African-American churches most every Sunday morning. I'm speaking at an African-American church tomorrow morning in Rock Island. Doing it at Rockford, Chicago, Decatur. You know what? Gets a bunch of standing ovations in black churches on Sunday morning. They like the Republican coming to visit. Doesn't happen very much at all. And you know what? They're frustrated. No job opportunities, lousy schools. And Pat Quinn basically is ignoring them. Ministers are endorsing this in a big way. So sometimes somebody will stand up at the back of the church and they'll say, love your message, Bruce. Love to go to work for you. Love to vote for you. But you know what? I'm a Democrat. I have never voted for a Republican in my life. And I say, okay, how's that working for you? And they say, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I say, listen to me for a second. If that's going to be your mindset, that means the Democrats can take you for granted. They don't actually have to do anything for you because they're voting for you anyway. And that means that Republicans wasted time to talk to you. Why is that good? Why is that good for your family? Why is that good for your community? Hold me accountable. Demand results for me. See if I don't deliver a booming economy and more jobs in your neighborhood and better schools in your neighborhood. I promise you I will. Hold me accountable. Give me a shot. Vote for us. Help Evelyn and me. And you know what? Most of the times they say, okay, I'll give you a shot. Where's the yard signs? And we're doing well. We're making good inroads. I'll tell you one last quick story. I was at O'Hare Airport outside of Chicago a number of weeks back. I was flying to an event. I went through the metal detector, the security line. I went through the, whatever you call it, the screening thing. And I came out the other side. I was putting my belt back on and my boots back on. And there was about 100 people there. And across the room, there were four big TSA security guards. They looked like they played for the Bears, big weightlifter type. And they were working on an X-ray machine. And one of them looked up and saw me. And so he said, hey. And all four of them ran at me. And I was like, oh, what did I do here? I'm not carrying a gun. What's going on? And they said, hey, you're running for governor. I said, well, yes, I am. I don't think that's illegal. I mean, I'm not elected yet. And they said, hey, all four of us are Democrats. We love your commercials. We love your wife. We're all going to vote for you. And we're getting that. And you know what? A lot of people in the room applauded. You know what? We're getting a good response. And we're working our families off for all families. All families. Everybody, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or you're independent, you're suffering in Illinois with high taxes, lousy job opportunities, and deteriorating schools. Everybody. And we've got to shake it up. And we got massive corruption. Even Quinn, like his buddy Blagojevich, he's under federal investigation for corruption. And he's been caught doing massive patronage hiring inside the Department of Transportation, which is a huge corruption tax on all of us. He's a core part of the problem. And we've got to get that out of there. You know what? I'm financially independent. I can't be bought, bribed, or intimidated. And I'm going to stand up to those special interest groups and some of those corrupt politicians like they ain't never been stood up to before. They know I'm coming, so this is going to be a big, rough fight. They're accusing me of, you know, this is going to be a rough battle. But you know what? I got leather skin, and I like to fight and work, and you know what? I'm all in for it. So this is our time. This is our year. We're going to win this race. And 9 years from now, I want to come to Macomb, and I want to stand here with you and have a lunch with you, and I want to celebrate. Well, we could look at this time, this year, when we started the process of turning our state around, rebuilding our state. We are a two-party system, and where we are strong. We've got a booming economy, a reasonable tax burden on our families, and world-class schools in every school district. So this is our year. Let's go win this race. Thank you very much. God bless you.